With the Campbells and McDonalds, it was in their blood to fight. With each passing generation, it became a man's birthright. But they always had one common enemy. Never would the English crown take Scottish independency. All the battles raged in Glasgow and majestic Edinburgh, and they came with war machines, and in the Highlands shots were heard. Then the people rose in union, and the forces moved as one, and the clans all joined together to see English on the run. And in a tiny croft in Clochan sat a mother, Peg McDonagh, and she sewed a coat together for her 16-year-old son. And she cried as he was leaving, "Don't forget to keep you warm, and come you back to Clochan when the English are all done."
Now Rob McDonagh was ready as he left the croft behind, and he joined the Highland Pipe Brigade with one thing on his mind, that to keep his home and freedom, he must face it like a man. So he marched in common cadence with his musket in his hand.
And he met the hell of battle in the highlands and the low, and the reason for the fighting long was in his blood to know. In the middle of the rumble he went forward gaining ground, and the bagpipes still were piping as the dead lay all around. Then he moved with no direction till he faced the winds of north, and he boldly climbed the highlands farther from the Firth of Forth. Then one freezing, blowing morning came the cry of Peg McDonagh, "Back to my croft in Clochan, God has sent me home, my son." And in another croft in Clochan crossed the way from the McDonaghs, with her face against a window stood a young girl tired and worn, and she smiled a secret knowing as she breathed a prayer alone, "I thank thee, Lord, for bringing Rob McDonagh back safely home." Back to the croft in Clochan he returned to peace again. He had gone a boy of 16, but he came back as a man.